This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Everybody, Tobin and Leroy back with you here, 560 WQAM. Let's get the headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Miami Dolphins free agency has begun. Pretty quiet so far. Nothing much to report. Braxton Berrios is a Houston Texan. Jimmy Garoppolo, for those interested in the backup QB market, is sticking with the Rams. That's kind of like the big thing of today. No big splashes. No news on Javon Holland. Ah. No Joey Bosa updates for everybody. Twitter is down, so that is making things a pain in the ass. I got threads going. I just signed up for this Blue Sky, but it sucks. There's no, I mean, no wonder you guys couldn't overtake Twitter. I'm like, hey, where's my free agency news? Bleh.
Nothing.
Sucks.
Shefty isn't on Blue Sky?
No, he's not on Blue Sky. Rappaport is, but it's like, you know, Rappaport. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
There's one chance you're going to fight someone. Be careful.
Stuff you into a locker.
Jeez.
It's like, hey, you know, give me some actual news here, dude.
Twitter, man. Wrong time to go down.
Well, you know, that's what happens when you're company's run by a kook.
Yeah, it happens.
Thanks a lot.
Been there.
So lucky this didn't happen on the first day of NBA free agency. Would have been freaking out.
Oof.
July 1st, 2024. Ah, shams. Dame only wanted to come to the Heat. Those were the good days. Now I have Josh Giddey dropping triple doubles on my ass.
Blocking Tyler Hero.
Jesus. Panthers, they introduced Brad Marchand to the media today. Cats will be back in action tomorrow against Marchand's Boston Bruins, his former team. 7 o'clock to start a 6-game road trip. He says that he'll be on some doing some on ice work tomorrow.
Oh.
Panthers beat the Sabres on Saturday 4-0. Here's some news from the AP. After 6 wins in a row, Florida has outscored its opponents 20-5 during the winning streak. The Panthers have not trailed in a game in 2 weeks and have killed 19 straight penalties. Also from Tim Reynolds, the Panthers have allowed 1 goal total in their last 4 games, an unprecedented stretch in team history. First team and any NHL team has done it since the Tampa Bay Lightning in 2021, a season in which they won their second consecutive Stanley Cup.
Ooh-hoo-hoo. You know what they say about that? Writing's on the wall.
Wow.
That
man, hockey gone hockey though.
What?
I like what they're doing, and I like the Panthers' chances. But you like hockey is one of those crazy sports, man.
I don't know, dude.
2-1 filthy.
They look good though.
Wow.
I mean, it's not even the thing is that you watch them play, and there are times where they're just so relentless. That you can't, like, how can anybody beat them?
Justice says it's 106 and Chris Greer is asleep.
Time change.
You think that just because you haven't heard anything that he's not working?
Well, I don't know. This feels like the olden days where I got to wait for TV updates or I have to go to the Miami Herald for their live blog. I don't have Twitter. I want it. It's supposed to be one of the fun days.
I do think he's asleep.
Who else should I look for?
Dude, don't worry about it. The last time we went to you, gave us news that was 3 days old. Like, well, I might as well just go to the actual newspaper.
It says 35 minutes.
That's not useful to me. I need 30 seconds ago. I know what happened 35 minutes ago.
Leroy, can you find if the Titans are willing to give up their pick for Tua?
Hey, Leroy, what?
What? I just want to see.
So, wait a minute. So, it's...
Get the tires.
Who do you... I got Schefter on.
Great. From 35 minutes ago. Leroy, I really... Like, I appreciate you.
Listen.
I know, but you know what? You're kind of like the guy helping me move into an apartment. We got two guys holding the couch already, and you're like the guy who's like, I got it. I got the wall on the side. I got it. It's not going to hit the wall. Like, you're not doing anything. Adorably, you're not doing anything right now. You're telling me stuff that we already know. I appreciate it. I know you're trying to dive into the technological world because you think you're the only Twitter that's not broken, even though it is. But you don't need to help, dude. It's okay. I'm on it.
I think he's trying to make amends with what he did.
I understand. You okay?
Makes sense.
The Marlins, they're about to take on the Washington Nationals. Sandman is on the hill today.
Prospects.
You know, we were doing AI yesterday. We were doing the AI thing for fun. And Grok? What is the AI for Twitter? Grok, whatever it is.
I think it is Grok. Like
I think it's Grok. But I tried making it say, hey, can you give me an image of Peter Bendix in the bushes with binoculars looking at prospects? And it gave me a guy with a Marlins hat, but it looked nothing like Peter Bendix. I don't think Grok knows what Peter Bendix looks like.
We met him and we don't know.
He looks like analytics.
Yeah.
He looks like analytics. He looks like he's just thinking about Vorp.
Look at that. Grok is down also.
Yeah.
Sick of this.
100 miles an hour. 4 innings today. Prospects!
Jesus.
That sounds just like you're punting.
It does.
Same guy.
Same bit. Cal Quantrill will start for the Marlins tonight in the doubleheader.
Oh.
Last time he was out for the fish, he gave up like 6 runs in 2/3 of an inning. So
yeah, there you go.
Let's hope this next one goes a little bit better.
Here we go. Old Cupcake on the mound.
UFC this past weekend.
Ooh.
Magomed Ankalaev defeated Alex Pereira via unanimous decision to win the light heavyweight title.
Yeah. Did you watch it?
I watched it.
How was it?
The main event was kind of meh.
Meh.
It was, even though it was an upset, it wasn't like an overwhelming upset. And you could just see Dana White, who's just like, great. Like he was visibly ill that he had to give the belt up to a very boring fighter.
Another one.
I mean, it sucks, especially in UFC, and it sometimes happens in boxing. Sometimes the style fighter that the guy is doesn't lend to excitement, but he's the best at what he does.
Yeah, he is, but it's all, you know, the thing is though, like people say, oh, the grapplers are killing it, but he's not even that great. Even though he's Dagestani, he's not a grappler. You kind of just like, he just outperformed him in striking, held him against the cage a couple times. He did almost knock him out in the second round. That was cool, but then he was saved. Pajeda was saved by the horn, but you know it is what it is. It happens. There's sometimes a run of boring fighters who get the belt,
right? Like how I mean, but the best is the best. We're trying to, I think, so much in boxing and in UFC, we are trying to make fights instead of trying to find out who the best fighter is. Because of styles, or they're not exciting, or they don't talk. And I don't know how to get around that, because you'll have exciting guys who lose 5 in a row, but everybody wants to see them fight.
Yeah.
So how do you combat that? I don't, because I want to see the best fighters fight. I don't care what their styles are.
Do you?
Yeah.
You want to see Magomed Ankalaev fight? Or do you want to see the guy who knocks people into oblivion? Be honest, Posh. Be honest.
I want to see guys throw bombs.
Exactly. Like the fight beforehand.
If a guy's lost four fights in a row but he throws bombs, is that going to be the fight everybody wants to see?
Yes.
Or do you want to see one versus two?
Depends what one and two is. Depends if it's a good matchup. Depends.
See, that's where... So, we're not interested in finding out who's the best. We're interested in finding the best fight.
I don't understand what the... It is the fight game. It's good to know who the best is. Like, Khabib, you know, for years was the best. But also, yeah, you do want to be entertained. Like, if you're going to sit here and be like, I'd rather watch, I don't know, Damian Maya against Khabib, or would you rather watch Cowboy versus Justin Gaethje in their prime? Let's be honest. Most people want to see Cowboy versus Justin Gaethje because you do want to see the slugfest. It just is what it is.
Right. No, I got you. I get, like, I'm not, like, I want to find out who's the best, and I know that I'm sacrificing entertainment by doing that. Whereas most people in the fight game, and you, like, even when you talk about cards, to me, you introduce the fight by talking about, ooh, let me see, to show you this video. This guy throws bombs. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what his record is. I have no idea what number contender he is. You see what I mean? But if the champion is a boring fighter, how do you get around that?
You got to wait till he loses. I mean, it just is what, like, it's not impossible. Just because... I don't think of all these guys who are champions right now, who I think people would say are boring fighters, like Bilal Muhammad, Magomed Ankalaev, probably Merab. I mean, Merab's got a great personality. People like him, even though he's got that kind of cardio wrestling style. I wouldn't say any of them are Khabib good. Like they're gonna you know, light the world fire. The ironic thing is the guy who's his protege, Islam Makhachev, who's probably not as dominant as Khabib, but he's more well rounded and his fights are really entertaining.
Right. It's kind of for, and I get it, but it's just sometimes frustrating because guys don't end up getting opportunities, and with so many of these fighters, you got to go out there and fake being somebody you're not just to get a fight.
Yeah, but it's one of these things that it is what it is. Like, you know, you have...
Yeah, I know.
You know, like, nobody's really ever not gotten the shot. People may have gotten, like, Bilal had to go a long time winning before he got the shot, or Magomed Ankalaev may have gone to win an extra fight because he was super, but he eventually got there. Like, none of these guys are really being held out of opportunity. So, right. Like, you can't say that these guys don't get their chance to win the belt.
Right.
Even if it does take him out. And like in actual boxing, that will happen. Like a guy like, you know, Demetrius Andrade would never get the Canelo shot just because he's too defensive of a fighter and I'm not going to fight him and he's too weird to figure out. And they'll actually be frozen out because the number one star doesn't want to fight them.
Right.
So either way, congrats to Magomed Ankalaev for your win, dude. But I will say, the co-main event and the spinning back kick that we sent you this weekend, those were the highlights of the weekend.
Ooh,
Rufy with that spinning back kick on King Green. Woo. Yeah, that's good.
But see, that's what you know, that's what you enjoy. And
but who doesn't enjoy
about,
that?
The great thing about UFC versus any of the other fights, anybody could get got like that. We've seen it.
But who doesn't? Right? But who doesn't enjoy a spinning back kick? It'd be like, what would you rather see—a towering home run or the best fielding second baseman?
Right.
Take a break. 15 minutes of heat. I really don't know what Spo's saying, but before that, Leroy, before we do get to 15 minutes of heat,
let me tell you a little.
Give us a little time. Yeah, tell me about Liv. What we got coming up here, man?
So you know how we like to party down here, and you know we love golf because it's one of the best golf destinations in the world. Liv is returning to Trump National Doral April 4th through 6th. And because of the Blue Monster, they're going big. You got Jon Rahm, Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka, Sergio Garcia just won the last event. Major champion winners, and by the way, this is not these not the
sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're
you gotta love just the competitive nature of what's going on right now.
I mean, we've been battling, you know, for several games, and I really liked, you know, a lot of things that were going on, even some of these losses.
There's a lot more good things.
I love the expectations of this franchise and this city right now, and I see something amazing on the other side.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way.
But I've been saying this for a while. There's a lot more good things happening than not. And
sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're.
He's wise, dude. He's wise.
Well, that was him over the past couple weeks telling us that something is here on the other side. Do you have him after the last game? Because he I think the Bulls broke him. I think finally he was like, no. Here was Eric Spoelstra on, just his team continuing to put collapse after collapse together and just one for the ages.
Do you think, though, that he's gotten to the point where he believes these things?
No.
I
think he's just saying it. He's trying to put on a brave face. I think he opens his drawer, takes out like his finest scotch, pours it into a cup, and then Chris Quinn goes, "Hey, I got the analytics for you from today's game," and he just throws the glass of bourbon at the door or scotch at the door. And Chris Quinn has to duck.
Man, poor Quinny, dude. Poor Quinny. I don't think necessarily that he's just saying this to make us feel better, but I do think he may be crazy.
Together, you know, that's what I told the group right now. I'm fully with them. Everybody is you know, this is an opportunity for all of us to face, you know, our demons, to get past this. This is not something that's comfortable
in this together
for any one of us. And I see something amazing on the other side, you know, if we can collectively overcome this.
Yeah, it's called Cancun.
We are not in this together because I would play Kal-El.
Nah.
And if you are not playing Kal-El, we are not on the same page. Thus, we are not together.
He has been challenging more.
Oh, jeez.
You know why? He's like, maybe they see something I don't. You know what I hate about challenges? Remember the challenge that he had where they go, the Heat get the ball, but they still lose their challenge because they don't get the ball because of the challenge.
What? I don't think you said that right. It's a successful challenge, but no one had possession, so you have to jump ball.
No, I'm telling you, it happened. Here's what happened, okay? The Heat got the ball because they reviewed the whole play. But the reason why he challenged was unsuccessful. So they got the ball, but they still lost their challenge.
I don't know what you just said.
I'm telling you.
Leroy's been lying.
Did you follow any of that?
No.
He is lying.
You just said two. First of all, you just said two different things.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
No, I didn't.
You just did.
I'm telling you what happened.
There are times where you still lose your timeout because you have to use a timeout.
You lost. But yes, he said the Heat. This is what they said. The Heat get the ball, but they still lose their challenge because the thing they were challenging about was unsuccessful. I'm telling you what happened. I was like baffled by it.
I don't think you've recounted what happened, though.
Somebody please come in on this.
I'm sure what you're saying, and I've heard versions of what you're saying, but not the way you're saying it.
Okay.
It sounds very much
all
like you giving us new Twitter updates from an hour ago.
They lost a timeout, but they got the ball.
Yeah, that's they will say that, where you still lose your timeout because it's a time at the quarter where somebody has to use a timeout.
No. If you challenge because of a timeout, right? And you have a successful challenge, you get your timeout and your challenge back.
Not always. If it's at a certain point, you can still lose your timeout because it's at a certain point of the quarter. So it's use it or lose it. That's what you're referring
I'm telling you. See, Gaffman, it happened. I'm telling you.
You just said, yay, Gaffman, but you didn't read what he said.
He said, Leroy, you're right.
Okay.
All right.
Take a break. One more on the way out.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when.
But you gotta love just the competitive nature.
Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. J-Fig! You have tickets to give away. What do you got? What call number you want to do? Pantera. Who wants to go see Pantera, the I Think Financial Amphitheater?
I believe I do have tickets to give away.
We don't have to believe it. I actually do. We do.
I am convinced that she has tickets.
She has tickets. We've established she has tickets.
Something tells me she's got some tickets.
What caller number do you want to give away? Pantera is going to be at the I Think Financial Amphitheater. in September. If you want a pair of tickets, caller number what, J-Fig?
Mm-hmm. Caller number 6 for the days that Leroy took to Fat Shame.
Wow. Caller 6 to 305-567-0560 wins a pair of tickets to Pantera at I Think Financial Amphitheater. This is a Live Nation show, but caller 6 wins Pantera tickets, and you guys can go check them on out, dude. Should be fun. See their hit songs, Hot for Teacher.
I was about to say, do not say Jump again, because that was just an insult.
Running with the Devil.
Death Sugar.
Song.
Death Panama?
Panama?
Pantera! Dun, 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 dun. Pantera! Anyway, caller 6 will win those tickets to Pantera, who's not Van Halen. I apologize, Van Halen.
Okay.
And Pantera. Let's get to All Right, Oh No.
Let's do it.
To close things out here on a Monday. My All Right goes to Bill Zito.
Oh, yeah.
It's Big easy. Stones. Easy and also Brad Marchand.
Okay.
All right.
For deciding, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm sick of being with these Boston losers. You can't beat them. Join them. So welcome to the team, Brad.
He was he was traded.
Nah, but you know he had to be out.
Come on.
You ask a guy of that credentials, you ask him if he's cool with it. Mm. You know, you give him a sign, a nod of respect, and he said, this is where I wanted to be.
Mm.
Not in Boston. So you guys can do your little ovation tomorrow, and then you guys can cry your tears into the Stanley Cup come June. But I just want every Bostonian to know, you don't get to hop on this bandwagon. So kick rocks, go to hell. My oh no can only go to one man and one man alone.
Okay.
And that is this bum, Elon Musk. How dare you have your website crash at the start of free agency? Are you kidding me? Don't you run some department of efficiency for our government? And you can't efficiently even have your website to work when our biggest sport, America's sport, you can't have that working at the start of free agency?
Yeah.
For shame, Elon Musk.
Wow.
You get my oh no.
Wow.
Oh no.
Leroy?
Rightfully so.
All right. My all right is going to the greatest show in South Florida. And that is the Florida Panthers.
Solid.
They are fun.
All right.
And they are mean. And they are aggressive. And they fight. And it's fun. I'm having a blast watching hockey. Watching these guys.
Yeah.
My oh no. Every time I turn on the TV and it's the fourth quarter, I change it. For any team.
Oof.
And I would like to thank the Miami Heat for scarring me in fourth quarters in general. Fourth quarter for anything. I'm just scarred. I can't watch it.
I
have the feeling that every team is going to collapse. And it's only the Heat.
I fully am expecting tonight the Miami Heat to be up 13 in the fourth quarter, only to watch LaMelo Ball shoot 4 threes out of his ass and just destroy me in person. Boots on the ground. Sad boots on the ground tonight.
That's fair. You know what? Kudos to you for going. Like, oh my God, what a game.
Jennifer?
Are you going to be wearing your little uniform?
Do you have any outfits in the car
for
immediate response after the game?
People really like the tank thing. Yeah.
Hard to say.
Made me laugh a lot.
That's what I was looking for. I was looking for chuckles, because that's all I could do after that is laugh.
You know what, though? You did provide a lot of people.
Because I know you, but a lot of people were very worried about you.
Yeah.
I don't understand why anybody's worried. I'm fine.
Well.
I'm fine. Yeah. I'm good. Let's do this.
Says the guy who had to be shot with a sniper rifle.
Let's go capture the flag. All I want, let's go have a summer and get me the number one pick. Get me Zion. Get me KD. Get me something new. I'm tired of this. Let's have some fun. Enough of this standing idly by. Let's take our picks. Let's make something happen, Riles.
Look at that. Look at that.
Jennifer, what's your all right? No.
Well, you were talking about the whole trade to the Panthers, Brad Martian. The whole video of AI going around, of his reaction to the trade, that's my all right.
It was AI is dangerous, amazing. But also all funny. Right.
Very dangerous, and it almost got me. It was very close.
Yeah.
But there is no way he was going to be able to say all that kind of stuff. My oh no goes to our former Panther, which is not really because I kind of like this video, Brandon Montour.
Oh, Montour.
He took part in this very insane Royal Rumble. And it took place yesterday.
Royal Rumble?
Let's take a look. Yeah.
Wow. Tied up. And it's a scrum.
Ooh.
And a dog pile to the left of DeCore.
Oh. Oh. Oh, he's getting his
Brandon involved as always.
Yeah.
Exception to everything on this one. And this game has added a lot of emotion all of a sudden. And Tom Wilson's out there just hurling and throwing bodies all over the ice.
He's dragging
this guy. He and Mahura aren't finished yet.
Refs are getting involved. They're taking like nine guys to hold this dude with the mustache back.
These guys on the bench look like they're itching to get
in. I gotta tell you what, these Kraken can't stay on their skates too good.
That's probably why their record is terrible. Everybody
look at this.
Falling
just
all over the place.
Yikes.
John Carlson in a headlock.
Yeah. Now he puts him in a headlock. Now we just playing hockey twister.
Yeah.
Still not finished.
Yeah.
Wait, why is he skating with this guy way over here? Get to the action, ref.
Let him get exhausted.
The refs did look like they gave up.
Wait, what is this?
Oh, props to Montour. I mean, he showed some pride. He wasn't ready to have the fight die, but, you know, I still think the Caps got the...
Wild.
Still feel like the Caps got the better of that one.
Oof.
Hey, don't they?
Also, it took many people to the penalty box.
Wow.
10 guys.
How did that work?
So 5 guys apiece?
Pretty good.
Jeez. So they just go 5-on-5 with new guys?
Yeah, they all get 5 for fighting.
No, but...
They get penalized for fighting, and the hockey continues, Leroy, with new guys.
No, I'm saying nobody goes on a power play.
No.
Okay, gotcha. I mean, that was a decent hockey question.
If you say so.
I'm sorry, was that your all right or your oh no?
It was my oh no, but it was also my all right because I was a
not sure if that's... I don't think that's... All right, well, that's fair enough.
Frog boy, what's your all right and oh no?
My all right, I'm going to keep it very simple, low-hanging fruit, but it's the only positive story we have in South Florida, so my all right goes to Florida Panthers for continuing their 6-game winning streak and somehow getting better when you thought that wasn't possible. I'd like to give another all right to the action that has happened. I did not expect DK Metcalf to be traded, Myles Garrett to accept that money, and a few other free agency moves that have me feeling like...
Next time I see him, I'm going to tell him he made me look like a damn fool saying it wasn't about the money, and then you sign for all that money.
It's a lot of money, though.
I know.
$40 million a year. I mean, you know, I can't blame him.
I would have swallowed whatever little pride I had and took that money, too. But I'm just saying.
Now, my oh no is a story that I'm sure you guys maybe saw briefly, but there's a disgusting act, if you will, that happened on the track and field side of things this weekend.
No, I was going to say that tomorrow, Margo.
I apologize. You don't forget it, guys. Let's just end the show right here.
Damage is done. So let's go with something new.
Damage is done. Okay.
Well, this is what happened during a track event this weekend in Virginia. As you can see here, a little bit of extracurricular activity.
Beating her with the baton?
She is beating her with the baton.
Wow.
Boom, just as she gets past right
there. I imagine that's illegal.
Yeah, that is indeed illegal. And this is the Indoor Track Championships in Virginia. That is...
Reasoning for that? Did they go, well, why was she so upset? So
well, if she would have kept running, she might have won.
Aaliyah Everett was seen striking Kayleen Tucker during their relay, and not only was there no reason given, it was also no apology from the coach or from the baton-wielding track star here. Just kind of got frustrated.
What's an apology going to do? I mean, he already beat her in the head.
Yes, and those batons.
Did they notice it live? Like,
oh, yeah.
Okay, just want to make sure.
Who's not going to notice
it? No, they totally noticed it live.
Well, I mean, they're running very fast, Jennifer. I don't know if like they just thought that this lady just fell.
If
and
you
lost
see her a baton going in the air like that in a vicious position, that's I'm not, pretty sure.
Hey, as they were saying basketball, that's not a track move.
It is. That's not a track move.
Yeah, and the unfortunate part is she actually sustained a concussion.
What are batons made out of? Are they plastic? Are they metal?
You know what? It had me questioning.
They're aluminum?
Aluminum.
Jesus.
Yeah, they're very light.
I think so.
Very light.
Well,
still doesn't feel good getting hit with it, though.
I ran track. It's aluminum. It's very light.
No, I understand. Okay, I'm not saying I don't believe you, but I can't imagine that's going to feel good on your head.
Aluminum, yeah.
I mean, it would be here.
Oof.
It's almost the equivalent to a little bit thicker soda.
Like a
empty soda. Yeah.
So it can dent? Did it dent?
Ooh.
No, it can't.
I mean, it was enough to give her a concussion.
Jeez. Well, yeah, she hit her in the back of the head.
Did she get a concussion?
Look at the force she did.
That's what they said.
Did she get a concussion?
That's what they said. So she suffered a concussion. I didn't get a chance to.
She just saw a couple of little dog stars.
Okay. Leroy's concussion.
So you're saying this is right?
No. I'm not condoning what the girl did.
I mean, you cheat the game. The only one cheating is cheating yourself.
I'm just saying, like,
well,
I don't know if it was grounds to stop.
She goes on.
Just kept running, then went back, and I would have went back, and then we would have finished.
So apparently, she claims that this wasn't on purpose. As I would never hit someone on purpose, and she insisted there was more to her. And the incident, people are assuming her character, according to her, calling her ghetto, racial slurs, and even offering death threats. All of this from a 9-second video. Oh, she says.
Beat her head like she went after her head like it was Albert Pujols.
She did yield it like a lightsaber.
Hey, look.
So I don't know why people do things. Sports is crazy. And that's why I was telling you about.
This was like the world championships?
The competition aspect of
yes,
it.
Yes, this was the championships. This was, I'll tell you right now, this.
It's not important. I just wanted to know like what the stage.
Indoor track.
Oh, really? Oh, somebody's asking a question that nobody can answer. Well, then, welcome to my world.
Yeah, and you know what my answer is when he didn't give me an answer? That's fine, Marcos. It wasn't, I can't believe you can't answer that, Marcos. So actually, I had the reasonable response.
You're my guy to answer.
Dude, let me tell you something. Can I just tell you something today? I want you to think about today's show because ever since you fat shamed me,
Jesus,
you've been
you fat shamed me, and you've been very distracted with your guilty conscience with the Lord. So do what you got to do to repent today. So when I see you tomorrow, you're in a better place.
Wow, I'm gonna pray for you.
I will say you have been a little off since the new.
Of course, he has been. Of course he has been.
Well, you know what, Leroy?
Kind of quiet and guilty.
I think you've been just fine. Yeah. One of your best shows all year, personally. Remember who's here for you, buddy. Remember who's here for you.
Oh, my goodness.
God is so disappointed in you. He really is.
You speaking on his behalf?
Actually, we have a message from God.
Yes, indeed.
Leroy.
That is great.
He's very disappointed.
Look, I was not fat shaming.
I don't know. Let's hear it again. I think we did it.
Leroy.
No, I meant what he said.
Oh, okay.
Oh man.
So one of my drops on the way out.
Yeah, we got the end of the show montage. We'll talk to you rascals tomorrow. I'm a Pantera fan. I'm a Florida Pantera fan.
Whoa.
No.
Almost got Pantera, those.
Yes.
You Pantera bread fan.
Whoa. Panera bread? Hold on.
You just said Pantera Panthers or Florida Panteras or whatever you just said.
Minus one. Nice try, though. And also, by the way,
I was going to say,
that's fat shaming.
That's fat shaming. That's what I was going to say.
gonna say, dude?
Sing it, sausage fingers.
I see y'all when I see y'all.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.